Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. And God, beloved, is in the miracle working business. God bless you. This is Sister Glass, and I greet you in Jesus' wonderful name. Let me share a scripture with you. Proverbs 8 and 1. The wicked flee when no man pursueth, but the righteous are bold as a lion. Praise God. Well, that's not what I'm going to preach on. I'm going to continue on in a message that I started a few days ago on the abundant life. But beloved, if we can know and walk in the liberty and the joy of that which Christ has secured for us, all the wonderful provisions of the new covenant, beloved, we can be bold as a lion. We don't have to be fearful. We don't have to be intimidated. Now, I'm not talking about being out of order. I'm not talking about being overwhelming. There is a grace and a meekness and a humility to the child of God that walks in that kind of liberty and victory. But beloved, we have something the world so desperately is craving and desiring, and they don't know it. They have closed their eyes, their minds to the very concept of the gospel of grace, because the devil has blinded their eyes. So we need to be praying for family, for loved ones, for co-workers, for neighbors, for those that don't know God, that the God of this world would be bound and that the light of the glorious gospel would be loosed to their spiritual eyesight and vision, that their conscience would be pricked and they would desire change in their lives, because only the Lord can provide real, true, and lasting change and transformation. Praise God. Well, with the Lord's help, now let's go on in the message that I've been sharing on the abundant life. Galatians, the 5th chapter, verse 13, reads this way: For brethren, and this is Paul writing, ye have been called to liberty, only use not the liberty for an occasion to serve the flesh. Now, I won't take the time. I trust you're familiar with the works of the flesh that are listed in Galatians, the 5th chapter, verses 19 through 21. But Paul goes on to say in this verse, don't use your liberty for an occasion to serve the flesh, but by love serve one another. And, you know, you might say, well, why is my liberty judged by another man's conscience? Well, your liberty is not judged. Hast thou faith? Have it to thyself and God alone. But love, have it to thyself and God. Do you hear what I said? It's between you and the Lord. But as far as others are concerned, you don't want to do anything that's would cause them to stumble, that would give them to sin or in a given occasion to the flesh. Remember, Jesus said, it is not what goes into a man that defiles him, but it's what comes out of his mouth. In other words, out of the mouth the heart speaks. The what's in a man's heart, that's what determines what kind of fruit he's going to bear. A good tree can't bear bad fruit. A bad tree simply can't bear good fruit. And so, beloved, how can we summarize this? How can we make a general statement? It's simply that the great motivating force in our lives should be first and foremost the love of God. That's the first and great commandment. And then our neighbor as ourselves. And, beloved, we need to have balance in our lives. The Psalm 119 and 45 says, I will walk at liberty, for I seek thy precepts. And because we seek the mind and the will of the Lord, and his commandments are not grievous. They all are designed for our good. And balance is, and harmony is part of God's plan. It was certainly that way in the beginning. I mean, looking at the natural world, it's still beautiful, is it not? But it's groaning and travailing, waiting for the glorious manifestation of the sons of God. And this world has been affected by, it was not Adam and Eve who were cursed, but the ground was cursed for their sake. The lifespan was much different in the days of Jesus. Remember, shortly after the fall, the people are documented in the Word of God by living hundreds and hundreds of years. And as they got further and further away from that time, that primeval time of a perfect world, because after the flood, there was a great, very, very much of a dispensation of difference, that people, their lifetimes simply were not as long. And in 1776, the average lifespan was about 30 years of age. And so, you know, with this mentality, goodness, we would say that Jesus should have begun his ministry at 12 years of age. He was certainly capable, wasn't he? Because there's a record of him teaching the lawyers and the learned scholars in the synagogue. And his parents went sorrowing, looking for him, and they found him 3 days later. So, beloved, we need to have balance in our lives. That's one of the fruit of the Spirit, is it not? Temperance also, nothing in excess. And we have to preach against sin, but in matters of conscience, it's important for us to realize it's a matter of each man working out his own salvation with fear and trembling. What you have liberty to do, someone else may not have liberty to do, but we don't want to use our liberty. Remember, that is the caution, and that's the requirement, that it cannot be used to cause someone else to stumble. Well, somebody could say, well, that's just being a hypocrite. No, that's following the Word of God. If you have liberty, as I said, the Word says, have it to thyself and God alone. In 1 Timothy, the 6th chapter, verse 17, the Word tells us, God, who giveth us richly all things to enjoy, but that we're not to be in bondage to any. That's extremely important. Paul said in 1 Corinthians, the 6th chapter, verse 12, all things are lawful unto me. That's a pretty broad statement, isn't it? But he qualifies it. All things are not expedient. All things are lawful for me, but I will not be brought under the power of any. And that's the important thing, beloved. There should be nothing in our lives, whether it's food, whether it's drink, whether it's hobbies, whether it's interests, whether it's relationships. If we are under the power of anything that is not the Lord, they actually become an idol in our lives. And we should set up no idols before the Lord. He alone is our God, and him alone should we worship. The New International Version of that scripture, 1 Corinthians 16:12, says, everything is permissible for me, but not everything is beneficial. Everything is permissible for me, but I will not be mastered by anything. And beloved, that's the difference between the concept of bondage versus the liberty that we enjoy. Well, we spent some time now talking about the liberty we have in Christ. Let's talk about the power that he gives to us. Why is there so much unhappiness in the lives of many Christians? Why a lack of joy, a lack of excitement, a lack of anticipating what God is going to do? Just a dull, pervasive boredom, if you will. There's no life. There's no joy. God doesn't want that. And I want to share some things with you. We might not be able to get very far in today's broadcast, but I want you to know that God has given you power. He's given us power over all power of the enemy. First of all, there are metrons, or areas of power. There's, first of all, and I want to tell you, I don't care how restricted your circumstances are, even for someone who could be bedfast and up in years, someone who's in a wheelchair, you still have power because you have power over your own life. There are things that you can control. It's important that we understand that God has made us a tripartite being, and we have control over our, sometimes not even our physical body. Remember Peter in his last, as he was elderly, Jesus gave a prophetic word shortly after he rose from the dead. He said, you'll be bound, and they'll take you, your hands will be bound, and they'll take you where you don't want to go. So sometimes our physical bodies, we don't have control over, but the internal life, our mind, our will, and emotions, that is the only area that we have control over for sure, and nobody else does. It's our responsibility. And then there's, in the spiritual realm, we have to look at the things that surround us. Do we have power over our circumstances, situations, loved ones, world situations? Beloved, there are things over which we have no control. But the things that we do have control over in our circumstances, we can continue to wait on the Lord in prayer. We can be steadfast and faithful to the Lord in patient faith. And we can continue to praise Him and confess His word over our personal situation. So there are some things in our circumstances that we can control. Remember what the word says, Psalm 37 and 23, the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and he delighteth in his way. Well, this broadcast, the time's just flown by, and we will continue on tomorrow's broadcast. I don't mean to leave you hanging, but I do hope you can join me as we go on in this message about the power we have in Christ. Beloved, it is such a joy to minister to you. It's one of the joys and high points of this ministry to be able to come into your homes, workplaces, through the radio broadcast. But there's another joy I have, and that is the ministry of correspondence. So if you haven't, and the Holy Spirit's tugging on you, I invite you to write. The hardest thing is just taking that first step. And I know you'll be blessed. God won't disappoint you. Thank you for joining me. The announcer will give our contact information. I love you, and I pray for you. Thank you for joining me. And until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
Well, this has been the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Sister Glass. Thank you for spending time with us. We pray it's been a time of ministry and encouragement for you. If you would like to write to Sister Glass, there are a couple of ways you can do so. You can write and address your envelope to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. Or visit our website, unveiledchrist.org, and drop Sister Glass an email. Again, write to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho, 83606, or send her an email through our website, unveiledchrist.org. And please remember that your prayers and tax-deductible support allow this ministry to continue on this station. Until next time, God bless. Oh,